Australian Cardinal George Pell has been freed from jail after the country's highest court overturned his conviction for child sex abuse. The former Vatican treasurer, who's 78, was the most senior Roman Catholic churchman ever jailed for such crimes. In 2018, a jury found him guilty of abusing two boys, but the High Court quashed that verdict and ordered his immediate release from prison, where he'd been serving a six-year jail sentence. Let's talk to BBC Australia correspondent Phil Mercer. A very good morning to you, Phil, and thanks for taking our call this morning. This was the second appeal by Cardinal Pell. His conviction was upheld by the Court of Appeal in Victoria. On what basis now has the Australian High Court decided to overturn the conviction?
George Pell was convicted, as you say, in late 2018. The trial judge said that George Pell had committed a brazen and forcible sexual attack on two choir boys when he was the Archbishop of Melbourne in 1996. Now, George Pell's lawyers had always argued that the case against him was flawed because they believe it relied on what they said was the uncorroborated evidence of one of those surviving choir boys. And this case has gone all the way to the highest court in the land. This is a unanimous decision. And basically what we have here is that the full bench of the High Court has said that there was a reasonable doubt that these alleged offences could have taken place in a busy cathedral almost 25 years ago. So essentially what the High Court has done has swept away that jury decision and has also swept away that decision by Victoria's Court of Appeal last year.
And he has now or will be released from prison. Has he had anything to say?
He did release a statement. He said that he holds no ill will towards his accuser. He said that he has consistently maintained his innocence while suffering from a serious injustice. Cardinal George Pell left Barwon Prison, which is on the outskirts of the city of Geelong in the state of Victoria, a couple of hours ago, and this does bring to an end a five-year legal saga that took allegations of child sexual abuse right to the heart of the Vatican, given that once upon a time Cardinal Pell was a senior advisor to Pope Francis. Now the challenge for George Pell is to repair and restore his reputation.
And has there been any reaction, Phil, from his accuser or their families?
Not yet. So we did hear in the media here that this young man, who was the sole complainant, the sole witness in this case, saying that he won't be making an immediate comment. He is considering making one, we understand, in the coming weeks and months. Victims and victims' advocates from other cases here in Australia have told us that they are bitterly disappointed by the ruling. The father of one of the choir boys who died from a drug overdose a few years ago has said that his faith in Australian justice has evaporated. So this is a case that not only divides the Catholic community here in Australia, it will divide the broader Catholic family right around the world.
For now, Phil Mercer in Australia, thank you very much indeed for that.